All right, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, 6:35 this Tuesday morning. Of course, the Manhattan district attorney and the Manhattan grand jury is weighing evidence whether or not Donald Trump should be indicted over the hush money payment paid to, what did he call her, Sean? Horseface Stormy Daniels?
Yes, horseface.
Got it. Just wanted to double check that. But the grand jury heard testimony yesterday from a witness, and it's the former publisher of the National Enquirer. Evan Brown, the Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, joins us this morning to break it all down. You know, Evan, we didn't know whether or not the grand jury would hear testimony yesterday. They did, and in fact, it was from David Pecker. I'm curious to know if you think that some of the testimony he gave will resonate with the grand jury.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The narrative that the district attorney now wants to present or did present to the grand jury is that Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, went to the National Enquirer to sell her story. And that Mr. Pecker, who's a friend of Mr. Trump, said, you know what, go talk to Mr. Trump's lawyer named Mr. Cohen, and they'll deal with you. And normally the district attorney says, well, the National Enquirer would have paid big money to publish that story. But they sent her to the Trump people, a.k.a. Michael Cohen, in a way to get her to shut up. And that was a value to the campaign. So there's the campaign finance violation. And I don't really think that that's going to move the needle much with the grand jury at this point. But that's where this thing seems to be going. I think, as we've spoken before, the district attorney is still trying to present this supposed crime that other agencies, namely the Department of Justice and the Federal Election Commission, have come back and said it's not a crime.
You know, Evan, this is just one of those stories. I mean, of course, the National Enquirer and David Pecker are going to get involved, right? Because it's just kind of been that craziness for the past week. But, I was reading along, and what's this about? Originally, there was talk of a catch and kill, meaning sell these rights to the National Enquirer, and then the Enquirer kills it. Do you have any details on that?
Well, that had been sort of the rumor all along, I think, going back to whenever this first really was made public. But and catch and kill, as they like to call it, is a way to, again, it goes back to this idea of the non-disclosure agreement, or basically selling your rights to a story and then everyone having to agree not to tell the story. And in this case, it happens to be the National Enquirer, but they pay you for the story. You give them the information or the goods or whatever, and they now own it, and therefore they decide, well, I'm just not going to publish it even though I own it. And the purpose of that is to prevent the story from being told. And they say that had monetary value to Donald Trump and benefit to the campaign, therefore it's a campaign donation. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. You see where I'm trying to go here. Or not, because, you know, you're the grand jury and you don't see a crime here.
Well, this is interesting, too, because this is the second time David Pecker has testified to the grand jury. And I guess that leads me to a couple different avenues, whether or not the grand jury just needed to hear from him again to see if the story matched up, or if there was more that was discovered in evidence as they were gathering the puzzle pieces here to this.
And that's
story.
A great question. I mean, as grand jury proceedings are secret, the press isn't in there, so we don't really know what happened other than what gets leaked here and there.
How much can you trust that of the leaks anyway?
Well, I mean, it depends on who the leaker is. You know, we're all kind of going off of the same leaker here at this point, but they've been, I don't want to say that they've been right on the money the whole time, but they've certainly, come back and told us that, you know, they're not close to an indictment, and certainly they've obviously not close to an indictment. That hasn't happened yet. I've never really seen a charging grand jury take this long to bring back an indictment and to have a prosecutor keep going back. Well, what about this? Well, what about this? What about this? Here's another thing. And then the grand jury saying, well, yeah, let's hear from this person. Let's see. It seems to be going on a long time and not getting the results the district attorney wants.
Evan Brown, of course, Fox News.
It's a grand jury. They're not supposed to come up with a unanimous verdict. They're supposed to, like, come up with a decision saying, okay, kind of looks like a crime. You can go to trial. It's kind of a low standard, and obviously they're not meeting it yet.
Right.
Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Eben, on the heels of that, look, how much further can this go? It seems like they've talked to every, I don't know, major player in a story like this. This has got to be ending pretty soon, correct?
One would think. I mean, how much more could there possibly be at this point? I mean, if they had something better, why didn't they give it to the jury first? Yeah. You know, that's the first question. You know, eventually, they'll have to do the ask. Hey, do we get an indictment? They'll either yes or no. But I mean, theoretically, there's no time limit here because it's just a grand jury. There's no speedy justice requirement because they haven't charged you yet. This is whether or not you're going to get charged. So they can, it's kind of open-ended, but, you know, eventually, you know, this assembled grand jury will, you know, run its term out and they'll go home or you know, they'll be done. You know, that's kind of how those things work.
Well, I've seen reports that have said that Alvin Bragg's office has reached out to the Trump attorneys. They've given an opportunity for the president, the former president, to testify to the grand jury, which, you know, according to legal experts, that could mean that charges are coming. But it just seems like the more time passes here, I just wonder that nothing comes of this.
Well, you know, it's highly irregular. I've been on a grand jury before. We heard nothing, anything remotely big as
salacious as this.
I mean, it was all like drunk driving charges and things like that. And, you know, the defendant wasn't there. The defense attorney wasn't there. Basically, you know, they brought up the cop who did the arrest, and, you know, that was it. We went through like 17 cases in an hour or something like that. I mean, it was very simple. Mm-hmm. It kind of works. You know, that's kind of how it normally works. The fact that they're giving that opportunity, quote unquote, I'm wondering if the jury is just simply asking, hey, do we get to hear from the former president? They've just relayed, you know, they said, okay, fine, why not? But grand juries often don't take this long.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. And I'm of the belief that if something's coming, it'll come soon. And the longer this takes, probably signals, good things for Donald Trump. Eben Brown, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you do the same. All right, got to take a break. More next on the Paul W. Smith Show. We'll hear from Andy Arena, former head of the FBI in Detroit, now the executive director of the Detroit Crime Commission. We're going to talk about this, horrific school shooting, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. 3 9-year-olds dead, 3 employees of the school, teachers, custodian, administrators, 6 in total dead in that shooting. We'll talk to Andy Arena next here on the Paul W. Smith Show.